Good afternoon and welcome. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Audit Committee Chair, calling to order the Audit Committee meeting of September 30th, 2021. Also present by video teleconference is Audit Committee Vice Chair and Commission President, Commissioner Marzano. This meeting is being held virtually in accordance with Senate Concurrent Resolution 8402 and Governor's Proclamation 20-28. To attend this meeting by phone, call 1-253-617-4257 and enter conference ID number 765-288-945, followed by the pound sign. The meeting is also being streamed live on the port's website at www.portoftacoma.com/meetings. Let's now begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our first item is to approve the minutes of the April 22nd, 2021 Audit Committee meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
And I will second. Clerk, please call the roll for the vote.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
And Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our next item is to consider approval of the independent financial auditor's selection. I'd like to call on Darren Arakaki, Director of Accounting, Port Auditor, for the presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Keller. So we just have one item on the agenda today, and it is to approve the selection of the independent financial auditor. So this request is for approval of the independent financial auditor that was selected to provide audit services to the Port of Tacoma. And as you know, the contract will be presented to the Port of Tacoma Commission for authorization. Next slide, please. So I want to share with you some background, and some of this may be redundant, so apologize if that's the case. As you know, audited financial statements for the Port of Tacoma are required by state law, and they must be published by April 30th of each year to meet bond covenants. One of the audit committee's responsibilities is to provide oversight in the selection and the compensation of the independent auditor. And I'd like to take this moment to thank Co-Chair Keller for her participation in the evaluation team. The current contract with RSM, our current auditors, end at the end of this current year. The contract with RSM was a three-year contract with the two-year extension option, so it was a total of 5 years. And also recall last year, due to COVID, the audit committee and the commission authorized an additional one-year extension. So the total contract ended up being a total of 6 years. So with this contract coming to an end, in June, we issued an RFP for audit services for the audit years 2022 to 2026. Next slide, please. So the scope of services require that the auditors plan and perform their audit of the Port of Tacoma's financial statements in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America and render an opinion on whether the port's financial statements fairly present the port's financial position. If the port is awarded federal grants, the auditors will also perform a grant audit per the requirements of the Single Audit Act and subpart F of Title III of the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations. In addition, they will review the port's comprehensive financial report and also confirm the port's financial position as required by regulatory agencies, which are the EPA and Ecology. And finally, the auditors will coordinate their audit with the State Auditor's Office. We assembled an evaluation team to help review the RFP. The evaluation team consisted of the audit committee co-chair, so the CFOs from both the Port of Tacoma and the Northwest Seaport Alliance, the Port of Tacoma Director of Accounting, and the Port of Tacoma Manager of Financial Reporting. The evaluation criteria focused on three main areas: the firm, the team, and the team members. For the firm, we're looking at the firm's experience in performing audits for entities of a similar size and with a diversity of operations found at the port. We asked, does the firm have a strong technical department that can help work through the complex and unusual transactions we encounter at the port? Do they have experience working with government clients and government accounting expertise? Regarding the team, we were looking for how the team was comprised and what was the team's approach to performing the audit. And finally, who was on the team? What are their backgrounds? Do they have enough experience? And does the staff have enough experience to perform the audit? And what are their technical competencies? And of course, we looked at the proposed fees and we checked references. Next slide, please. So we had two firms respond, our incumbent, RSM, and also Moss Adams. And after the review, Moss Adams was selected. Moss Adams is a local firm that has been in the Northwest for over 100 years. They have more than 25 locations throughout the country, including an office in Tacoma. They serve over 300 government clients. And as you know, they are the Port of Seattle's auditors and the Port of Portland's auditors. They also have provided services to the Port of Long Beach, King County Metro, Sound Transit, and TPU, to name a few of their clients. So the next section is on the slide shows the fees. The anticipated fees for the 5-year period is $579,500. The option period is $271,700 for a total of $851,000. I want to point out that the fees for the first year is an increase of approximately 1% over what we anticipate our fees to be this year. In the second year, fees go up by 4%. And for the rest of the term, the fees are increasing by 5% each year. Next slide, please. So in conclusion, here to request approval for independent auditors Moss Adams LLP to provide financial audit services to the Port of Tacoma. Again, the contract for services will be for 5 years with an option to extend for 2 additional years, and the contract will be presented to the Port of Tacoma Commission for authorization. I will take any questions.
Darren? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, just very quickly, with regards to the fees, are they in line with, you know, other ports are, well, comparable things that we've done in the past, and as far as ports, other ports?
So it's really, I guess, difficult for me to answer that question. I'm not sure that there is a port locally of a comparable size, but in comparing with smaller ports, and really the I guess it's, to answer that, it's really hard to answer that question. The smaller ports use the state auditor's office as their auditors, and really in the state of Washington, there are very few ports that engage external auditors. It's really just the Port of Tacoma and the Port of Seattle. And I would tell you that the Port of Seattle's also out for bid right now, and their 5-year contract or proposal is $3 million.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess the way to ask it then would have been the 1% increase based on what we've had in the past, and then the 4% to 5%, is that in line with past practices with our previous auditor?
Yeah, actually, the first, it is, and the first year is actually lower. You know, it's actually a very small increase.
Okay, thank you. That's all I really needed to know. So with that, I would approve the motion before us.
And I will second. And is there any discussion or further questions?
I guess I just have one more thing to say. I just want to extend my thanks to the evaluation team. I know this takes up a lot of your valuable time, and appreciate the time that you all have put in to this process.
And I'd also like to say what a great process it was, because the scoring provided, and it was very meant to be very objective versus subjective. It's very difficult also to change firms, and I recognize that. And I know that that is something that's difficult for some of the committee members, but I think that, you know, following the process, it was important to, it's important to note that the process kind of gave forth this evaluation to switch to a different auditor. Eric, do you have a question?
No, I was just going to make a comment, Madam Chair. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of Port of Tacoma. I just want to let the subcommittee know that I'm in complete support of this recommendation. I think the process was solid, as Commissioner Keller referred to. You know, there's an old saying in the ports: if you've seen one port, you've seen one port. And that's true of auditing scopes of work as well, where there's no port that looks exactly like the Port of Tacoma. But I believe that we're getting a fair price, and I believe that the process has been solid, and I'm comfortable with the recommendation.
Great, thank you. Any other comments, questions? If there are no further comments, Clerk, could you please call the roll for the vote?
Commissioner Marzano.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
Aye.
Motion carries.
So does anyone have any closing remarks? I would like to just start out with saying I would like to thank RSM for their great work that they did as well for several years. Anyone else?
Just Bo Mariners.
Yeah, I know, right? Darren, you had something else to say?
No, I would second that. RSM has been with us for very many years, and they have always done a very outstanding job for us, and we have, you know, built a really good working relationship with them, and so yeah, we wish them the best and thank them for all of their years of service.
Great, thank you. Well, with no further business before the committee, we will adjourn. The time now is 1:43 p.m. Thank you all.
Thank you.